GCQ here. Welcome to episode 11 in the Gleam of the Moonlight. Lots of good stuff is in this podcast, so let's chat. The shine of the moon is on our news, so let's begin. And we'll just stop the music there. Okay, Teach to Be Witch issue 3 by me is now up. But you hear it's true, issue 3 of the new saga is now online. If you want to read it, go to www.witchfansunite.blogspot.com or www.witchforlife.webs. Okay, Teach to Be Witch issue 4 undergoing scanning and translation. Issue number 90 of Witch is now undergoing the process. Expect it soon. Issue number 103 has been confirmed. Issue number 103, Old Man High, has been confirmed on the official Italian Witch website. And the link to see the proof is on my blog. Halloween 2009 special, almost done. Yes, this spooky special is almost finished. Remember, though, it will not be up until October 31st. New witch video by me. A new video by yours truly can now be found on YouTube. The title is Memories of Witch. Visit it now. Witch Fans Unite gets Halloweenified. My blog has officially gotten a spooky look. The banner has changed to a Halloween-themed one. The post themes with Halloween questions and some pictures are now Halloween-ish. Check back for more creepy treats on October 31st. Teach to Be Witch Saga too long? A commenter on my blog has told me that issue number 103 is in the Teach to Be Witch Saga. I'm not sure if that's true, but that may mean it's going on too long. So check back for more soon. Okay. Season 3 confirmed on a Russian witch site. Someone gave me a link saying that Season 3 will happen, but the site is in Russian. If you are interested in translating it for me, since I'm having a hard time translating it, then contact me at laurasb421@gmail.com. Repeat, laurasb421@gmail.com. Marie, our new proofreader? I recently got an email from a girl named Marie asking if she could be a proofreader. Expect proofreadings from her soon, and I congratulate her for earning the position. Thanks, Marie. Save Witch Day is October 30th. Do you want to save Witch the day right before Halloween? Then go to DisneySwitch.org and email Disney on October 30th. Well, that's all for the news. Let's let our sponsors shine. Witch Cat. Amanda and Christine are basking in the moonlight with the latest on Witch. Tune into their podcast at www.witchcast.podomatic.com. Discuss Witch. Rock and Roll Girl is walking on the moon and discovering shiny magazines. Witch magazines with all her new info. Listen to her podcast at www.discusswitch.podomatic.com. Do you want the latest issue news? When Save Witch Day is, info on new characters, tune into my podcast at www.witchchat.podomatic.com. And we're back. Let's chat about Season 1, Episode 11, The Stone of Three. Okay, Phobos has finally found a suitable way to... an indisputable way to find his long-lost sister, the Star of Three. Back in Heatherfield, the Silver Dragon, Halen's family's restaurant, is threatened when Blunt stinks up the joint with his new home, a garbage dumpster. While the girls try to give Blunt a much-needed bath, Cedric places the star in his window shop, and Elyon walks in and takes it. Now, when the girls try to change back, they find themselves stuck in Guardian form and powerless. Not knowing what to do, the girls race back to the Silver Dragon to enlist Yanlin and Caleb's assistance. In the meantime, Cedric sends a monster plant to Earth to attack the Guardians while he makes contact with the princess. The girls are forced to fight without their powers until the princess returns the star to Cedric, which leads the girls back to their powers. Unfortunately, Phobos and Cedric don't have an idea who they're looking for. Elyon does not know yet. Also, Blunt really doesn't want to take a bath. our character info discussion this week is Luba. And let me just pull up the information. She is the first keeper of the Oromirs, and she's against the Oracle's decision of giving the job of guardianship to young, inexperienced Earth teenagers. She caused a lot of trouble for the girls by fusing the Oromirs together on purpose. She also she was also put on trial for that. During the Guardians' battle against Nerissa, it is revealed that Nerissa used Luba for her plans. Luba also sacrificed her immortality for the Guardians. Without her immortality, she quickly dies because of her age. Luba is aggressive at times, she can also be kind, and she has a feline face and is over 10,000 years old. Okay, here's what issue 9 is about. As you know, issue 9 is called The Four Dragons. Basically, Hulin is looking for a drawing, and Irma tells her that they have to go. Amy wound up meeting with the girls at school, and Hulin gives her Miss Knickerbocker the drawing she was looking for, which was a picture of Miss Knickerbocker. Hulin gets information from Mrs. Knickerbocker. Mrs. Knickerbocker tells her that that she's very creative and that she should come up with a play. So Hulin's stuck at home trying to come up with ideas, and there's all this paper in her trash can. So she knows that her grandma's dead, and her grandma used to think of really good really good folk tales. So instead she asks her mom, and her mom tells her the tale of the four dragons who lived in Japan. The red dragon, the orange dragon, the blue dragon, the white, and... Well, basically, you know the tale. And she tells them about the evil emperor and how the nymph Xingjing was his daughter. And the dragons are, with the power of water, is trying to help the land. But, so he gives them water without the emperor's permission. So the emperor locks them in a mountain, and the daughter Nim Sim Jing, she tries to save them, and she turns into a pink medallion, and which is the origin of the girl's powers. So Hulin tells her friends this idea, and she winds up making the play. But the people are giving her a hard time, and once again the Grumper sisters are spreading lies and making trouble. And Tarani notices Cornelia being all mushy with Peter and gets angry. And then they all begin fighting. And Hulin remembers the tale. And after that, Hulin falls into a dream and imagines that she's flying, and she sees Will. And she sees that Mr. Collins and Will's mom are breaking up. And Will finds her father again. And then Tarani sets, and so basically, after her dream, they go to Kanjikar. And then it's back to, and then they find, because they found out that a boy was missing, and so they go to a pet shop to find him, and they wind up finding him. Hulin winds up making all the dogs fly, and of course that's when they have their play, and the play winds up being a total success. And the witch girl, Cornelia lies to the Grumper sisters, telling them that there's a party. They wind up showing up the only ones dressed, and they feel all embarrassed. And that's what issue 9 is about. Now we're going to listen to the rest of Jay Sean's and Lil Wayne's song Down while we discuss a few more things. Okay. Okay, our saga discussion this week is the Nerissa saga. So I'll just pull the information up. Okay. Here's what the Nerissa saga is about. The girls faced off against a new enemy, the previous keeper of the Heart of Kanjikar. Nerissa betrayed her fellow guardians after the power of the heart corrupted her mind, and she killed one of her fellow guardians, Cassidy, who was given the heart after Nerissa's defect. Thus, Nerissa was sentenced to sleep for eternity in the distant Mount Thanos on Earth. She was awakened from her sleep when Luba disobeyed an order. The miracle enlarged the five powers of the Guardians together in an attempt to prove that the girls were inept at their job, which broke the seal on Orisa's tomb. And Orisa then conjured up four powerful knights using a portion of her own power and sealed them with her hate and power to challenge the new Guardians and destroy Kandrakar. While battling this new foe, the Guardians knew about the history of Kandrakar and about the hardships the previous Guardians had to face when one of their own became corrupt with power. Okay, the witch lottery winners from last week are Irma's number one fan, my brother. And our questions for today, how do people not recognize the On the Road school, the witch man? We will now take a break. Well, only the sign makes, the sign has to appeal to only to them. Does Haven really have a new witch? Yes. It can be confirmed on the witch or talent site. How to be on the show? I will tell this make suggestions. Email me at laurasb14@gmail.com. Record a shout out. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. Tune in to episode 12, A Trip Around the World soon. I'm your host, DCQ. See you next time.